many of you have children, physical children? Yeah, great. How many of you were a child? How many of you are still a child? Do you recall back in time, or even still now, that curiosity of the child who wanted to know why things were the way they were? Always wanting to know why. Why is the sky blue? Why do I have to eat my broccoli? Why does the wind blow? Why can't I have ice cream and cookies for dinner? Right? Tell me some more whys that you might want. Why are people so mean? Right? Why can't I jump on the furniture? Right? We ask that question. Why? Why is it this way? Now, what I believe is the question why can be either an empowering question, and sometimes the why question can actually be disempowering. Example of a disempowering why is, why did my wife get stage 4 lymphoma? Why did she pass? Why did that tragedy happen? Why is there this? Why did that happen to me? Why did that happen? We ask that question, and it's very disempowering because we get stuck. There's often no real answer. And so sometimes we'd be mindful of when we're asking why. Is it empowering and assisting me in having a greater understanding, which is more empowering, or if it's just frustrating and bringing me down? So sometimes that why question needs to turn into, okay, so what? It turns into a what? What's next? What can I do? What do I need to know now when situations occur? So my question now, why are you here? Why are you here in this service, in this sanctuary, in the cyber sanctuary? Why are you here? And you may call out, call me. So why are you here? What? To have company. Oh, because I give good sermons. Good. I'll pay you later, Deborah. What other? Well, thank you. I inspire Debbie to be a better person. Why else are you here? Fellowship. Part of being a part of something that is bigger than us with a bigger mission. I heard something here, but wasn't sure what I heard. Say again. You belong here. That's a good one. Yes, Karen. He's here because he's conscious of his spiritual needs. Yes. Inspiration. Here for inspiration. To give love to others. Yes, Kathy. Uplifting music. Hello, for sure. So we have a lot, it appears, of reasons why we are here. It's good to know why we come together. Now I'm going to go a little deeper with the inquiry. Why are you here on this planet? Okay? Why are you here? What is your purpose? Do you have a purpose? Why are you here? You know, we get very busy with the outer world, and was I born? Do I have a purpose? Do you know your why? And whys can change, okay? Your why might have been to raise kids, to get an education, to work, to volunteer. It can change. And so it is time to have a little more self-reflection about your personal why. Why did Spirit put you on this planet? And is the why important, you think? What's important for me and what I understand about the why is, number one, when you know your why, your life has more meaning. You have purpose. There's a reason to get up in the morning. And if you don't have a purpose, that might not be what's going on. So you're going to have maybe an opportunity this week to look at your why in your life right here, right now. And I'm going to invite you to do some self-reflection. So you can also, when you know your why, you often have more motivation to go through the tough times because you know that there is a sacred why with your name on it. So you're willing to do maybe the things that are tough and not to give up when the going gets tough. It also helps in making decisions. When you know your why, you can make decisions easier. Knowing your why can actually bring you more satisfaction and fulfillment and joy. So the reason why we're even in this topic today, it's all Brené Brown's fault. I love to blame people for stuff. That's this silly. So we have been doing a 7-week Adventures in Faith book study. There are small groups that have been getting homework from me, and then they can gather together, get to know each other, and do this study of the book. Well, we've been doing this Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. And it is the 10 guideposts, she calls them guideposts, to a wholehearted living. Wholehearted living means that you are living your true potential. You're living from your heart. You're living with authenticity. You're living with resilience. You're living with more gratitude and joy. So she gives these guideposts, and there's 10 of them. We have already covered 8. And last week, it was about cultivating our calm and stillness and letting go of anxiety. So we had a meditation service last week. This week, we are doing the chapter that is entitled Cultivating Meaningful Work. So that's why we are in this topic, letting go of self-doubt and supposed to. So what happened is Brené Brown, being a researcher, she interviewed a lot of people. That's what she does. And then she gathers information and goes, oh, those people that live the wholehearted life, they have meaningful work. Now, I want to extend, and I am going to extend today, past the word work. Some of us are retired. And meaningful purpose in life may not involve your work. You can maybe have work that you do, but you have a calling with animals, perhaps, or to do volunteer work or do other things that is more in line with your purpose. Your job isn't necessarily the meaning and the purpose in your life. So she does talk about, she says, we all have gifts, we all have talents. And we're going to talk about that. And do you know what yours are? She says, squandering our gifts, because you all have gifts. You may not be aware of what those are. But if you're squandering them, we get distressed, depressed, when we have things that are our gift and we don't know where to give them or how to give them. I like this one. She says, sharing our gifts and talents with the world is the most powerful source of connection to the divine. See, you're not here by mistake or random chance or just because your parents got together. No, there's a lot more to you than what you think, perhaps. You have a mission. You have a purpose. You're not here by mistake. Nobody told me that when I was a kid growing up. And so she continues to talk about our meaning and our purpose. And she goes on to talk about what blocks us. Might be the cultures that we live in that'll say, well, you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to do that. You should be doing that. So we don't really get in touch with our purpose because, hey, being a minister, I don't think my dad was jumping up and down with joy. It's like, can you make money being a minister? Like that was his thing. It was about making money because that's how his purpose was to make money for the family to be able to have things. My purpose wasn't so much about the money. I had a different calling. We all have different callings. So to get past the supposed to's, the shoulds, self-doubt, that's what Brené Brown touches on. So I want to know, what is your why? And how do you discover, rediscover, what is your why today? Again, it may not be the why that you had 10 years ago or last year even. So it is about self-reflection. Now, in the fall, when the time turns back and it's dark at 5 o'clock now, but it's an opportunity for us to be like the bear and to go within. When if we went with the seasons, we wouldn't get more active, which I'm sorry to say, we end up getting more active because the holidays, and then we wonder why we have colds and flus and such, because we're going against our natural body rhythm. So if we could be self-reflective. Now, I'm going to give you some thoughts. You can write these down or not. It's all your choice, or you can remember them, because I know some of you have the best memories ever. So number one, to discover your purpose, your why. What is your why? Ask yourself, what excites me? What gets me, my juices flowing? What gets me so happy? What brings me life? What do I do in the world that energizes me? And when do you lose track of time? So when you're doing the thing that is your purpose, is there's a passion, there's aliveness, there's energy. Your energy is going to go up. That's how you know. And so ask yourself, what brings me, and write this stuff down. I mean, you can think about it, but there's something that happens when you make it concrete and you put it in form. So I'm going to invite you to write that this week. So number one, what excites you? What energizes you? Number two, what's number two? Let's try what are your core values? Okay, because do you know what your core values are? Now, you can go on the internet. I remember a time where I had like 100 different things, and I had to circle the top 10, and then I had to narrow it down. What do you value? It might be family. It might be health. It might be love, it might be peace. I don't know what yours are. That's for you to discover. So what are my core values? What do I hold the most sacred? Now mine became, my four values, core values are love, joy, peace, and freedom. Love, joy, peace, and freedom. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. So that's my joy, right? So those are my core values. And I used to have a big piece of paper with it on it, and it's pretty much embodied now. So now you've got your core values. Number three, what's your natural? Oh, by the way, you have natural talents and gifts. Oh my. You have natural talents and gifts. You might go, really? I have no idea what those could be. It could be as simple as the love of listening to others. Right, Rob? Rob does his purpose in so many different ways. He goes and spends time with those unhoused or newly housed, and he listens. That is a talent and a gift, and he loves it. So it's a natural part of him. What is natural for you to do? Where do you lose your time and thoughts? For me, one of my natural talents is, I guess, standing up in front of people and speaking. Now, that may not be yours. However, so ask yourself, what are my gifts? What are my talents? What comes easily for me? You all have them. And if you look at that, ask your friends, you know, ask somebody that you know going, what do you think my talents or gifts are? It's very important to know that. Number four, what do you want your legacy to be? What is your legacy? What do you want to be remembered for? I remember doing this, writing my memorial service and what I wanted people to say about me, right? So what do you want to be remembered for? I want to be, and then you can write this, write the words, I want to be remembered for, and you might not know what's going to come out of your pen, but trust me, you start the stem sentence, I want to be remembered for, and then something, you'll write something. That's part of your clue as to what your purpose is. Let's see. Number five might be in my notes. I'm doing pretty good without my notes so far, right? Yeah. It's because, where are we at? Oh, what are you willing to fight for? Now, we're not into fighting, but no, there's something that really gets you. Like, might be the unhoused. It might be you have a love for reading and they need reading tutors. We've had Reading Quest in here. There are so many nonprofits. You could, you know, what do you stand for? What are you willing to die for? Now, that's a pretty big statement. Do you know? Is there anything you're willing to die for? And I'm going to throw in the word who. Who are you willing to fight for? Me, I have a big heart for those that are transgender. The transgender population, those folks are struggling because they're in a body they don't feel right in. And then they get put down, they get attacked, they get all kinds of stuff, and they just want to live who they are and most comfortable with. So the transgender community is one of the who's in my life, that how can I support that community? And last but definitely not least is, if there were no limitations at all, no lack of resources, education, you could do anything. This is a big one. But try it out. Go, if I had no limitations, no lack of anything whatsoever, I would love to. And then write. Free form writing. Let the divine within you assist you. There's answers and they're all within, but you got to take that time to go within. Schedule time and go, I'm just taking an hour, 30 minutes every day to answer one of these. Now, one of my favorite authors of all time, and y'all know Deepak Chopra, right? Yes, we know Deepak, and he, one of my favorite books. I like it because it's small, number one. Small books, but very powerful, is The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. So he has these seven spiritual laws, and the seventh one is the law of Dharma, or purpose of life. He says, everyone has a purpose in life, a unique gift or special talent to give and share with others. And when we blend our unique talent with service to others, we experience the ecstasy and exaltation of our own spirit, which is the ultimate goal of goals. I love how he words things. So he talks about Dharma, and that is our purpose. The Dharma, which is the pillar that we stand on, and that our reason and purpose for being here. So you do have a unique talent and skill. You might not think listening is a great skill, but nobody can do it like you, Rob, right? Whatever you can do, yeah, there's other people who have that, but you're a unique individual and nobody can experience or express the way you do. And the world needs you. You're not here, again, by mistake. You're here for a purpose and a reason. And to discover that is the goal. Now, he gives three components of finding our purpose. Number one, he says that each of us is here to, number one, discover our true self. True self. To find out that our true self is a spiritual divine being and that we have manifested. See, spirit said, I need a genie. I need a Charlotte. I need a Debbie. I need a Rosemary. I need a Jessica. I need a Jacqueline and Issa and Tom. I need you to be my experience and expression, my hands, my voice on earth. God doesn't live outside of us. It's us. That's what we teach in unity. Spirit, the divine, is everywhere present. And that means me and you. We're all the divine. My mission and vision statement, I'm here for R&R. Yes, rest and relaxation. No, for me, my purpose is R&R, to remember who I am. And the other R, to remind others of who they are. See, I don't see human beings sitting in this place. I see divine beings with earth suits cute little earth suits, but we're all the divine in expression. So number one, know that you are the divine. And if you want to know more about the five principles, pick up the book. It's another small book, but powerful. The Five Principles by Ellen Davenport. Number two, Deepak says, the second component is we are here to express, and I've already said this, but it's sometimes repetition gets it a little deeper, your unique talents. You have a talent that is unique in its expression. Whatever that is, you often lose track of time. So discover what it is that just feels good when you're about it. And the third component is service to humanity. And asking yourself, how can I help? How can I help? Let's say that together. How can I help? One of my favorite shows was the series New Amsterdam. And Max, who was a radical rebel in a hospital setting, he just went against everything. And he would always say, how can I help? How can I help? How can I serve? And if you ask the question, you'll hear an answer. You can hear it from somebody else, or you'll hear it from your own divine intuition, because you're all tapped into your third eye now. So we're going to discover our divinity. He says in the Applying the Law, and I'm going to read this because I love what, well, actually, I'm going to read this piece. He says, we must find out for ourselves that inside of us is a god or goddess in embryo that wants to be born so we can discover our divinity. I love that. There's a god, goddess in embryo. You're the divine in expression. Wow, that's fantastic. I love our teaching. You don't have to feel bad because, like, I'm born a sinner. No, I was born divine. Sin is when we don't know the truth of ourselves. So today, put your hand upon your heart. Say, today I will lovingly nurture the god or goddess in embryo that lies deep within my soul. I just breathe that. Now, I will make a list of my unique talents. Go ahead. I will list all the things I love to do. And number three, I will ask myself daily, how can I serve? How can I help? Okay, drop your hand. See, we're here to know what is our why. What is your why? Why are you here? I'm going to close with this quote by Howard Thurman. He says, don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive. And then go and do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Find your passion. Find your purpose. Get on board. And then join with others. Other people that have your same, similar purpose. Join together and get on board, knowing that we can make a difference because we are living our sacred why. And so it is.